Alright folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's trying its best to drive you crazy. Today we're diving headfirst into something super important, managing your emotions more effectively. Now, I know what you're thinking. Emotions? Aren't those just messy feelings that pop up and make life complicated? Well, yeah, sometimes they do feel like that rogue roller coaster in an amusement park, full of unexpected twists and turns. But here's the thing. Emotions aren't the enemy. They're part of what makes us human. But just like any other skill, managing your emotions is a learned practice. And trust me, learning to navigate those emotional waters can make all the difference in how you experience life. Think about it. Have you ever let anger ruin a perfectly good day? Or maybe sadness held you back from pursuing something amazing? It's not fun, right? That's why we're tackling this head-on today. So buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you become the master of your emotional universe. First off, awareness is everything. You gotta know what emotions are bubbling up inside you before you can start managing them. Ever felt like you were on autopilot, reacting without thinking? Yeah, we've all been there. But by paying attention to your body, your heart rate, your breathing, even the tightness in your chest, you can start recognizing those emotional cues early on. It's like having an internal alarm system that goes off before things get out of hand. Next up, label those emotions. Seriously, put a name to what you're feeling. Is it frustration? Excitement? Maybe even a little bit of joy? Sometimes just saying the word aloud can make a huge difference. It's like acknowledging your feelings instead of letting them control you. Think of it as taking ownership of your emotional landscape. Now, let's talk about coping mechanisms. This is where things get really practical. What are your go-to strategies when emotions start to swirl? Do you hit the gym? Go for a walk in nature? Curl up with a good book? Find those healthy outlets that help you release tension and recharge. Remember, it's not about suppressing emotions. It's about finding constructive ways to express and process them. Here's another game changer. Mindfulness. This isn't just some trendy buzzword, folks. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few deep breaths and focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can help calm your mind and bring you back to center when things feel overwhelming. And finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. You don't have to go through this emotional roller coaster alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member. Seek professional guidance if needed. Sharing your feelings and vulnerabilities can be incredibly liberating and empowering. Let me tell you a story about a good friend of mine, Sarah. She was constantly feeling stressed out and overwhelmed by work deadlines and personal commitments. One day, she confided in me, saying, "Jake, I feel like I'm drowning in emotions. I just don't know how to handle it all." So, I suggested that she try some mindfulness exercises and journaling, just a few minutes each day to check in with herself and process her thoughts and feelings. To her surprise, Sarah found that these simple practices made a huge difference. She started feeling calmer, more focused, and better equipped to manage the demands of her life. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. By practicing awareness, labeling your emotions, finding healthy coping mechanisms, embracing mindfulness, and seeking support when needed, you can become a master of your emotional world. You've got the power to tap out of those overwhelming feelings and live a more balanced and fulfilling life. And that's a wrap for today, folks. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these tips. Let's help spread the word about emotional well-being. And if you're feeling inspired, leave us a review and let us know how these strategies are working for you. Until next time, keep those emotions in check and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.